This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The exact Sungai Buloh. So I have a question. I'm an MDD, major depressive disorder patient, which is just recovering for about, I think, from last year to this year, and on medication. So where do you Islam, I mean, where do Islam put this depressive disorder or mental illness? In the case of, because when you have this disorder, right, it's going to be always fear. The hope is just small. Yes, you have hope, but it's too small where until like you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't go to outside, you know, you just keep yourself fit into the, I mean, you just don't do anything, basically. You cannot do anything. And in science world, they call this disorder or something to do with your hormones, imbalance and everything. So even though with Iman, how do you overcome this even without medication itself? How you overcome this fear? Thank you.
Okay, first of all, in Islam, we have sane and we have insane. And there is nothing in between. So people say, oh, I have mental disorder. I had to do this. I had to steal. No, you steal, I will cut your hand. End of story. I was in a fit of rage. I killed someone. You killed someone. You are killed if his heirs demand blood. You have to be killed. So either you're insane, and the state of insanity is defined by a person who does not know what he's doing. So he doesn't know if it's morning or evening. He doesn't recognize his parents. He would walk nude and take off his clothes. He would touch fire. He doesn't have any appreciation of consequences. So this kind of a person is insane. Now, depression is very common, and it's not necessarily a mental illness. Yani, this is a state of mind that people go through normally, but depending on their level of Iman, it may resonate, it may be a little bit longer than others. So I give da'wah to people. They don't accept my da'wah. I feel depressed. This is natural. This depression would not cause me to sit back home, not meeting people, not wanting to work. No. This is a deficiency. Unfortunately, most, if not all, psychiatrists who are not Muslim would refer you usually to opioid, to drugs, antidepressants, Prozac, the likes, that would make you mellow, make you down. And this is bad. This is why we want to go to a psychiatrist. You have to select a Muslim practicing psychiatrist, because he knows how to balance between Islam and science. So do you recommend taking antidepressants? I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't know. This is not my field. And it is not halal for someone to speak in something that he doesn't have knowledge of. But the vast majority of people who come to me in depression, when they speak and you give them motivations and you boost their iman through trusting Allah's qadr, whether good or bad, and by making them know what his tawakkul is, and by opening, see, all what they need, those with mental illness, an eye-opener. Not drops, you just talk to them. If you let them, and this is the psychiatrist's role, okay, you have 5 sessions, pay up front, please. We don't take credit cards. And okay, you have half an hour. Okay, tell me about your childhood. And you lie on the couch, and he's drinking his cappuccino and making drawings. Mickey Mouse, you know, Donald Duck and Donald Trump. And he's doing all these things. And said, okay, time's up. See you, inshallah, in 2 days. 2 days come and say, okay, were you abused when you were young? So you start to speak, and okay. 5-6 sessions, and you're just venting. And when people ask you, say, well, I felt good. Yes, it felt good because you spoke. But this does not solve your problem. And this is all over the world. People tend to solve the symptoms, not the illness. Someone comes to me, Sheikh, I have a stomachache, I'm very in pain, and I have headaches. Take, I don't know what you call it, Panadol, Tylenol. So take 2 pills. He comes after 5 minutes, wallahi ya Sheikh, mashallah, I feel good. 4 hours later, he comes back again. Take two. And it keeps on going. What am I doing? I'm solving the symptoms, not the real illness. Maybe the guy has cancer. Maybe the guy has a serious illness, but I'm curing the symptoms. This is wrong. Likewise, when someone comes, Sheikh, my wife doesn't wear the hijab. Should I beat her? Akhi, this is a symptom. My son is not praying on time. This is a symptom. So what should I do? Cure the real illness. What's the real illness? Not knowing Allah. Introduce Allah. Let them know Allah's beautiful names and attributes. Let them know the Quran. Draw them closer. You solve the illness, the symptoms will go. Everything goes in place. So my advice to you is to start watching my series on YouTube. It's free. It's called The Beautiful Names. I watch it every now and then because I forgot what I said. It was 4 years ago. This is my problem. I make a lecture. I give it. 2 weeks later, you ask me about it. Huh? I did this? I forget. This is part of being old. But I watch it because it strengthens. I am the first one who benefited from The Beautiful Names of Allah. When I was preparing it, I was in shock. Ya Allah, where was this science 40 years ago, I would have been a different person. Because the more you learn about Allah, things change. Your ibadah change, your way of dealing with people change, your tolerance to calamities and masaib changes. So do this and you will find great benefit, inshallah.
Inshallah. All right, I think we have time.